They have out. It's called the HP DVD Movie Writer DC-3000, and what a great innovation it is in terms of people being able to take their home movies and putting them on something that's going to last forever. Tell me a little bit about the development of the product.
Well, the product came from our experience with our DVD writers over the last couple of years. The frustration of consumers is that transferring anything from tape to DVD is pretty difficult. In the past, you had to go out and buy something called a capture card. Typically, you had to install that inside the computer. You had to go buy a DVD writer. You had a number of pieces of software you had to get to work together. That's the frustration with transferring movies from tape to DVD. What we've done is put all of this in one package, all from the same company. It all works in harmony with each other, and we have a DVD movie wizard that will allow you to transfer with some really quick, easy steps and get that material off of the tape and onto the DVD.
Yeah, and it's amazing, actually. Tell us a little bit about the fact that it's separate. I mean, you need a computer still, but most of the stuff is already, the hardware is actually in the same package as your software, so that you don't have to go through all these different steps inside the computer.
That's right. You do run the software that's based on the computer, but most of the heavy work that happens with the transfer from the old analog signal to the digital signal is done by the capture card and by the chipsets that are in the device. It's an external device that plugs into the USB 2, so it makes it really easy to connect to the PC.
What about people who are real not computer geeks at all? They're just your average enthusiasts who like taking videos. How difficult is it to set up with the computer?
Well, the setup is very easy. We have what we call a placemat that has a picture-driven installation process. And then the first software package, which is actually a self-launching, tells you step-by-step how to connect the cables from the VCR or the camcorder to the device, how to connect the device to the PC, when to start the tape, when to stop the tape, really walks you through. We also have some more sophisticated packages if you want to really get into video editing, doing music videos of your own, those kinds of things. We have a video tutorial that they can launch, and it actually walks them through the more complicated processes as well.
So if you want to just do a plain home movie to video transfer, DVD transfer, then you use the video transfer wizard, but you can do many other things with it.
That's right. We have a full video editing suite that you can add, cut the clips down into smaller chunks, get rid of the dead air, you know, the stuff that you don't want, put music to it. We even have a product that automated editor that you just feed in a long string of video, put a song to it, and it'll create a music video transferring a 30-minute, for example, video sequence into a 3 or 4 minute video to match a song.
The amazing thing about this thing is that it's so inexpensive. I was just doing an online search, and anywhere from $350 to $400, you can find this far on the internet everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. It's readily available on the internet. They do some discounting on the internet. Our retail street price is $399 if you wanted to walk into a store to buy it today.
Yeah, Circuit City has it for $399, but it is available on the web as low as $350. We found it.
Yeah, that's right.
And it really is. It's an amazing thing. It's kind of a strange looking machine.
Yeah, it looks a little different, doesn't it? It's based on the same platform as our external DVD writer, but we had to make a little more space at the bottom for the electronics. There's an extra board in that machine, and of course, you need the ability to connect all of the components.
Right.
Built it so that you can stand it on edge. You can have it flat, the same flat as the CD or the DVD goes into the machine, or you can tilt it up on edge, and it makes the connectors a little more accessible.
Now, can this machine go and make copies of DVDs?
You cannot make copies of commercial DVDs, no. The copy encryption, the copy protection, we do honor that to protect the movie creators' copyright.
So anybody who buys stuff that they buy at the store, for instance, that's already encrypted for the most part?
Yeah, I don't know of anything that's not encrypted nowadays.
Yeah. So again, if you wanted to buy this to make copies of DVDs and sell to your friends or whatever, you can't do that. But to make copies of home movies, you can do that, including your own DVD movies. You can make copies and send to relatives, right?
Yeah, you can make as many copies of your own movies as you want. The Video Wizard also creates a jewel case insert, which gives you some pictures, thumbnail sketches, thumbnail pictures of all of the different pieces of your video. It creates a thumbnail every 5 minutes or so, so it's easy to navigate through the DVD to find the scene that you want if you've used the wizard to get that onto your DVD.
So in other words, you can make a professional-looking label for it as well through this machine.
That's right.
Which is kinda...
You can do that in either the larger movie case size, which you can now find in stores, or the smaller jewel case that the disc typically comes in.
One thing I did find out that I did not know when it arrived is that it doesn't work with any platforms except for the Windows 2000 and XP.
Yeah, 2000 and XP, and the reason we chose that is because you still have to have a relatively powerful PC to do any sort of video editing. And so we chose the 2000 and XP because typically those processors are more powerful than the older operating system.
I know that we have the Windows 98 here, and we refuse to get the 2000 because of the hacking situation in it. But so that can be a problem here. But again, most of the new stuff, all the new stuff that's out right now, is all 2000 or XP. So this is obviously something that should be good for a long time. Are you always making new ones coming up?
Yes.
What kind of improvements are you looking for the next generation?
Yes. New products coming down the road.
What kind of improvements would you be making for this thing for the next generation? Any thoughts on that already?
Well, for one thing, the DVD recording speeds are always going up, so we'll be implementing some of that in the future, making it faster, making it easier to use. We always learn from these products. When they go out in the market, we get feedback from our customers and solicit feedback and try to improve the experience along the way.
One of the things that this thing does that I hadn't thought about, but it's also a CD recorder as well. You can do just music on it if you like, right?
That's right. It is a CD writer, a DVD writer. It will do backup if you want to do backup. It's a movie player if you want to use it to play movies onto your PC if your PC doesn't have a DVD-ROM device.
Right. Now, we have zip drives here, but if you didn't, if you were looking to something to backup, you can do a lot of backup on one CD.
4.7 gigabytes on one DVD or 650 megabytes on a CD. That's
right.
Lots of space.
That is lots of space, and it's a great thing for folks, even for that. And for the price, it's a very reasonable price.
Yeah, $399 is a very reasonable price. One other thing that I do is I have a lot of MP3s on my computer, and I've created a DVD disc with about 100 CDs worth of music on it. And I take that on the road when I travel for playing in my laptop.
That's right. You can do that, yeah.
One disc.
And in fact, you could use it in a home DVD player as well, just to hear music, right?
Yes, you can use it in a home DVD. Some of them don't recognize the MP3 format, but a lot of the newer ones do.
Yeah. So that's I'm always amazed by technology. And this thing's just, it looks, you know, pretty easy to set up, and it just seems to have simplified something that is really complicated to do.
It has really been an effort for people to get all of the different hardware and software to work together to do video editing and video transfer in the past.
Hmm.
Pretty expensive proposition if you try to go to an outside service to have it done as well.
Now, what kind of warranty does this thing come with?
It's our typical one-year warranty and support, phone support.
So again, they can just go to HP.com for more information on the HP DVD Movie Writer DC3000, or do what I did, do a search of the internet, and you'll find all kinds of great prices out there.
Yeah, there are great prices on the internet. That's always a great way to buy. And our normal retailers, folks like Best Buy, Circuit City, CompUSA, those folks have it as well.
Exactly, and I'm actually more inclined to spend the extra $50 and buy it in a store where I know if there's a problem I can bring it back.
That's always and you do have some knowledgeable people in those stores that can talk with you a little bit about the products. It's nice to do that shopping. A lot of people do the shopping there and buy on the internet, unfortunately.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and good luck with the product. I think it's going to do incredibly well. Just from even reading what I just read on the internet, it looks like people are really enjoying it.
Yes, the feedback we're getting is very positive so far.
Well, thanks very much for coming on, Dean.
Hey, thank you very much.
Take care.